sins, ain't them tzrichim prusbul. They don't have to have a prusbul on Shriyas to collect the chayv at the end of Shriyas, like Rashi says. Because even without a prusbul, Bezdin, or the Anan Yadayah the Asmi Anan, that we ourselves, like the Bezdin, becomes the fathers, takes over for the Yisraimim. So you see, like the Gabbai takes over for the Anim. The Gemara says, "V'chein Tony Romi Bachomer." Same thing. We also learned that Hayisaimim and Tzrichim Prusbul. They don't need a Prusbul. Why? Because Rabbi Gamliel Obeizdin Avim Shal Yisaimim Hoyu. Because this Bezdin of Gamliel Obeizdin, they're like the fathers of the Yisaimim. So you see, the same thing applies to Aniyim also. That the Gabbai of the Aniyim, he's like the father of the Aniyim. That as soon as the money came to the Gabbai, it's like the Aniyim already was Eicher in the money. Mar says now, Chonon Visho, the bad man, Chonon, Toka Leilehu Gavra. He banged the person, he hit somebody in the ear, and he had to pay the Demei Boishas of a seller. Is also a kind of the Ravuna, they went in front of Ravuna, Omalei, they told him, Zil Havle Palgo de Zuza. Go pay him up, half of his zuz. We come out, I mean, sell a Medina, which is a shminis of Turi. You have to pay half of his zuz. So this Chonon Bisha, Hevelei Zuz. He only had a zuz with him. So, Mocha Boile Meisvele Minei Palgo de Zuzza. Trashi Zuzza Mocha means Prusa Tsurosa. He had a zuz that its face was rubbed off. The picture on the face was rubbed off. So what he wanted to do was, Boile Meisvele Minei Palgo de Zuzza. Like he wanted to exchange it to give somebody this zuz, to get back two half a zuz, and he'll pay a half of a zuz. But Lehevi Mishtakulei, nobody wants to exchange it, because it wasn't a good coin, it was missing, the face of it was rubbed off. So what did this Chonon Visho do? Talk alei achrina. He hit the guy a second time. V'yoyven alei. He said, you know what? And now I'll owe you a complete zuz. So keep the zuz. That's this Chonon Visho, a wise guy. Now the Mishnah says, Shor shehu mu'ed liminoi. Or shor that's a mu'ed, he hit already, he killed three mean three times the same type of a min. So locher is v'yeno mu'ud l'shein minoy. He's not a mu'ud though to something that's not this min. We'll soon see what that means. In other words, if he hit already three times an ox, and now he meets up with a cow, he's not a mu'ud for a cow. He's only a mu'ud for the min, the type of animals that he hit, and not for the type of animals that he didn't hit yet. Mu'ud l'yodin, if the shor already killed three times a person, v'yeno mu'ud l'behema, but he's not called the mu'ud for behema. Even though we had before that Mu'ud L'Yodim, heavy Mu'ud L'Behema, we'll see in the Gemara. But Mu'ud L'Yodim V'Yena, he's not called the Mu'ud L'Behema. Mu'ud L'Ketanim, it could be a Mu'ud that he hits small animals. V'Yena Mu'ud L'Gderlim, he's not a Mu'ud though to kill the big animals. So the case is, Eshehu Mu'ud L'Oi, we'll see in the Gemara. First of the case they're talking about here, that he was not a Mu'ud means that he went three times near an animal and he didn't hit it. There's the first perk we had, that mu'ud liyodom, heavy mu'ud l'behema. That's minastam. Here we're talking about, even though he's a mu'ud liyodom, but he met up with three times an animal, and he didn't hit the animal. Therefore, he's like a tam to the animals. And that's what Mishnah means. He's a mu'ud to this min, but fi ena mu'ud l'sheinu minu, for the other type of animals, when he meets up with them, three times where he did not hit them. So therefore, the Mishnah says, the cases in all these cases is, eshehu mu'ud loy mishalom nezek sholom. The type of an animal, big or smaller, a person, the one he hit already three times, and now he does it again, he has to pay taka nezek shalom. But the yeshein a mu'ud loy, the type of a min that he didn't hit yet, that he's not a mu'ud for those types, then he's still a regular tam, and therefore poshut mishalom chatzin nezek, he only has to pay a chatzin nezek. Omru lefnei Reb Yehuda, said in front of Reb Yehuda, hareza mu'ud l'shabosois, v'yena mu'ud l'chol. What's going to be if you have an animal that every Shabbos it does damage? Three Shabbosim already killed another animal, but in the middle of the weekday it doesn't do any damage. Omalehem, they said back, Enechanami, Le Shabbos, Vais Meshalom, Nezek Shalom. It's possible to be a Mu'id just to do damage on Shabbos. The owner has to realize that every Shabbos the animal gets nervous to do damage, and he has to watch him. Therefore, if the animal does do damage on Shabbos, it's called a Mu'id for that after three times, and you have to pay Nezek Shalom. Le Yemois HaChoyol, Meshalom, Chatzin Nezek. But if now once it wakes up and does damage in the middle of the weekday, you should know you only have to pay a chatinezik. Emosayu tam, when does he become a tam now? Mishayach seboy gimel yemei shabosis. In such a case, where he was a mu'ud to do damage to three shabosim in a row, So now we're saying, when does he lose his mu'id? When does it become a tam? If three Shabbosim pass by and he doesn't do any damage the last three Shabbosim, then he changes over from the mu'id, he becomes back to be a tam. So more stuff like this. Itma, we learned like this. Rav Zvidoma v'yena mu'id tanan. Like the Mishnah says, he's a mu'ud l'minoi, and our gisr is, v'yena mu'ud l'sheina minoi. He is not means we know for sure he's not. That means so far this animal hit three times an ox. And when it came near a lamb three times, it didn't do any damage. So like it's for sure it's not a mu'ud l'sheina mu'ud. L'sheina minoi. That's the gisr of the Mishnah. V'yena mu'ud, we know for sure it's not. So drashi v'yena mu'ud l'sheina minoi, the yadinam vei, we know for sure, the loinogach, it didn't do damage to a lamb. It passed by a lamb three times and didn't do damage to it. Therefore, if it does damage to a lamb now, it only has to pay a chatinezek. But it's mashma soni minastam, which would mean, as far as we know, this ox only gored already three other oxes. Whether it can hit other type of animals or not, we don't know. Mashma then, we would say, would be a mood for everything. That's where Rav Zvid learns. Again, v'yein a mood tanan. Rav Papa, Rav Papa says no. Ein amuad tanan, that's all. Not the ein amuad, but just ein amuad means we do not know. Rav Zvidom, the Gemara's Mazba. Rav Zvidom, the ein amuad tanan, that we know for sure this animal did not hit other animals. Therefore, it's mashma hostoma, heavy muad. But if all we know is that this animal hit already three times an ox, we don't know what it does with other animals, then astam we would say it's a muad for everybody. That's where Rav Zvid learns, the Chumra. Rav Papa Rama, no. Eina mu'ud tanan. The Mishnah just means to say he's the mu'ud for the three that he hit. But for everybody else, it's eina mu'ud, which means the stomach a heavy mu'ud. That minastam, as long as we do not know that it hits those types of animals, he's not a mu'ud. If we only saw that this one animal hit three different oxes, so all we know is that it's a mu'ud hit oxes. But if it's a mu'ud hit other type of animals, we don't know. So minastam, we would say it's not called a mu'ud. That's the machlokes. Samar says, Rav Zvid adayik mi seifa, and Rav Papa adayik mi reisha. Rav Zvid makes the diyik from the seifa of the Mishnah, and Rav Papa makes the diyik from the reisha of the Mishnah. Rav Zvid adayik mi seifa, Rav Zvid makes the diyik from the seifa of the Mishnah. Tiktoni, our Mishnah says, mu'ud l'ktanim, if this animal is a mu'ud, hits small animals. V'yein a mu'ud l'gdolim, it's not a mu'ud for big ones. Now, iyam rit bishleim a v'yein a mu'ud ktoni, that we know for sure it's not a mu'ud for gdolim. Hostam a heavy mu'ud. But min hastam, if we would not know for sure it's not a mu'id, then we would say it is a mu'id. So hoka mashman, then it's telling us a big chiddush. The afilu miktanim l'gdolim, not in istam heavy mu'id. That's the chiddush of the sefer. That even though we only saw this animal hit three young animals, whether it will hit a big one or not, we don't know. But min hastam would say yes, that since it's a mu'id, hit small animals, most probably would also do damage to a big one. Unless we know for sure it met up with a big one and didn't do damage. That's the chiddush of the sefer. Ela, but according to Rav Papa, Eli Yamrit Eina Mu'ud Ketoni, which means Stom Ali Heavy Mu'ud, that means just Minastam, as long as we do not know that it did the damage three times. We say it's not a Mu'ud. If so, Hashta Yeshloima, Madech, if you'll tell me, if for sure you're going to tell me, Miktanim Liktanim Dialma, Stom Ali Heavy Mu'ud, that if it only did damage to these three type of animals, it only did damage to three small lambs. So telling me now it's not even a mu'id for three small goats. If so, miktanim l'gdolim tzrich l'meima. Do you have to tell me from a small lamb to a big ox it's not called a mu'id? Pshit is not called a mu'id. So they have a mu'id. So that's from Zvid's proof that the Mishnah means to say for sure we know it did not do damage to the other type. But minastama though, then we would say it would be a mu'id. For a papa, I'm not a papa, says like this, no, itzrich. No, still I need this for Kiddush also. Because salka taita chaminer, I would have thought like this. Since it started to do damages to, let's say, to lands, is poritz bay, it'll do damage to the lands. I don't care if they're young ones or old ones. Maybe once it starts to do damage to this type of an animal, it doesn't make a difference between a big one and a small one. That's the chiddush loy have a mu'ud. No, even though it started up with these big, small animals, it's not called a mu'ud for the big ones. So Kopon and Rapapa gets away from Zvid's kasha. Rav Papa now daik mereisha. Papa makes the daik from the reisha of the Mishnah. Tiktoni, the reisha of the Mishnah says, mu'ud liyodim, if the animal killed three men, einai mu'ud l'behema. It's not called the mu'ud l'behema. Now, iyam rit bishleim einai mu'ud tanan, which means stomalei heavy mu'ud, that minastam, it's not called the mu'ud for behema. So Mele Hokamash, that's what the Mishnah means to tell us. That even though it killed already three times a man, menaspam, we do not say it's a muid to a behemoth also. But according to Yerozavid, Eliyamrit v'yein a muid katani, that what we know for sure it did not do damage to three animals. But hostam heavy muid, but menaspam if it's a muid le'odim, it's a muid of behemoth also. If so, hashda yesh leima, me behemoth le'behemoth. Stam heavy muid, matter from one animal to another animal, also you tell me. Minastam it's called a muid. If so, may odam le behema srich le mema. Like, what do you have to tell me this? That if he's a muid le yodam, he's also considered a muid le behema. Like, we had this thrown in the first parak, that it's harder to hit a man than it is to hit an animal. So if the animal has enough courage to hit a man, for sure it will hit an animal. So what do you have to tell me this for? Srich le mema devi muid. So my answer is, Rav Zvid Dam, Rav Zvid answers like this. The reisha of the Mishnah is going back to Chazara, where it's coming back to a tam. That at the beginning, this one animal was a muad for both. He was a muad liyodam and a muad lebehema. All right, turn over. That this animal again could go into heavy muad liyodam and muad lebehema. This one animal was first a muad for both. It did damage to three men and then to three behemoths. For horda behemoth behema. And now we're talking about it met up with three times an animal and it did not do damage to him. So mele de koyi gabi behema plus his zimnev le nogach. That it was in front of an animal three times and it did not do damage to him. So in such a case, mahu de tame, I would have thought to say, kivun de loy horda behema yodom, since he didn't retract it from a man. In other words, he still called him Muad Liyadam. He didn't see a man and not hit him. So he still considered him Muad Liyadam. So then I would have thought to say that Chazorah de Behema, Lav Chazorahi, that he retracted and did not hit an animal three times, that means nothing. Maybe he still called him Muad Liyadam also. Kamash Mulan, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Te Chazorah de Behema, Miyu Chazorahi, that since we saw that he met up three times now with an animal and he did not do damage to it, so therefore it became a tam, negay to behemoth. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And the chanami. Lechatchila, if he's a muad liyodam, pshita that minastam, he's a muad lebehemoth also. But the chiddush here is, where he retracted from a behemoth, he became a tam for behemoth, that's taka called a tam. Mace may have a kash like this. Sumcha says before we had, that muad liyodam, muad lebehemoth. Mikal v'chayma, if a person's a muad for an adam, he's automatically a muad lebehemoth. Uma liyodam, Nikav b'chay m'man liyodam mu'ud lebehema madach by a mensch mu'ud lebehema u'man liyodam what you nikav b'chay ma u'man liyodam mu'ud lebehema lekoshechein madach what he's a mu'ud for an adam pshit he's a mu'ud for behema mechlal it's a proof that Tanakama ain't a mu'ud kama that Tanakama knows he's not called a mu'ud because this is what Sumchas has to add on to it. So Mashma Tanakama is saying he's not called a mu'ud lebehema. Omalei Razvichos, this says back, no. Sumchas also HaChazor HaKoy is going on the case of Chazorah. Vochi Komalei, the Tanakama. This is what Sumchas says back to the Tanakama. The Kamrit, that you said, Chazorah de Behema Chazorahi, that again, first was a Muad Le Behema and Muad Le Yodim. And then it met up with three animals and did not do damage to them. So it's retracted from Behema, it's like a Tam to a Behema. So you say, what Chazorah de Behema? The Kamrit, Chazorah de Behema Chazorahi, that's what the Tanakama says. On this, Sumcha says back, no. You should know, Chazor de Behema, Lav Chazorahi. The retraction from a Behema means nothing. Because Mikav Chayma Meyodim. That's what Sumcha says. I'm Mikav Chayma from Meyodim. Uma Meyodim Loi Mahadabei. Since this animal did not retract yet from another man, from a person still a Muid, if so, a Behema like Hoshchein, isn't it for sure a Svara that it does not retract from a Behema? So that's what Sumcha is arguing on. That in the case where this animal was first the muad li odim and the behema, and then it retracts from a behema, that's not called a good chazara. Omer Rav Asher, Rashi says, Toshima, come in here. Omer lefnei Rav Yehuda, stand in front of Rav Yehuda. Harei zemud, the Shabbos, what's going to be in the case of an animal does damage three Shabbosim in a row? V'yein emud imay sachob, in the middle of the week there did no damage. Omer lehemse, he said back to him, you should know it's very good, that le Shabbos es mashalm nezik sholem, le yemay sachob mashalm chatzi nezik. Now, Iyarmit Bishtaimah V'yeinemud Kitani, that what we know for sure he did not do damage in the middle of the week.
So then you can learn from the Mishnah that Shiyulehu Dukom Meshayulei, that the Rabban, the Tamidim are like asking Rabbi Yehuda a question. They're asking of you the question, what's going to be in such a case when we have a mu'ud that does damages on Shabbosos and he does not do damages in the middle of the week? What's the halacha? And then it's very good. Rabbi Yehuda answered them back and said, you should know, on Shabbos he has to pay Nezek Sholem, he's a mu'ud. In the middle of the week, he's like a tam, he only has to pay a chatzi Nezek. But if you're going to tell me, the gears in the Mishnah should be, like they said in front of Rabbi Yehuda, Harei Zemud L'Shabbosos, Ein Emud L'Choyol, is so Agmur Yehuda Kom Agmur Lei, is Mashmula that Talmidim are teaching something to Rabbi Yehuda. They're not really asking the question, they're like telling it to him, that he's a Mu'id for Shabbosim, and therefore Mistama, the Lachar is in the middle of the weekday, is not a Mu'id. So it's not Mashmula that the Talmidim are like teaching the Rebbe. And secondly, Iyo Maiko Mahadalu. What did Rabbi Yehuda answer back then? So the Chorot's Mashma clearly that it was a question what they asked Rabbi Yehuda. And the question was, it was like a statement. We have a Shor that does damage on Shabbos, and in the middle of the week they, it did not do damage. So the question was, what's the halacha? And on this, Rabbi Yehuda answered back and said, very good, that on Shabbos it's a Nezek Sholem, and in the middle of the week it's only a Chatzi Nezek. That's a riot to Rabbi Zavit. Omer Rabbi Yani said, from the ratio of the Mishnah also we have a proof. Diktoni, it says, is the Yamrit Bishleim Tzverig, if you tell me, V'yeinu Mu'ud Ketoni, the Mishnah song, that will we know for sure he was not a Mu'ud. So therefore, Purusha come forward, so it's explaining it itself. That what it's a Mu'ud for, it pays a Nezek Sholem, and what it's not a Mu'ud, it only pays a Chatzi Nezek. But if you're going to tell me now, that the Mishnah Stam saying on the other things, Minastam is not called a Mu'id, Posko is just telling you a statement like, if so, my so, why does it have to repeat itself for a second time and say, Eshemu'id loy Mishalom Nezek Sholem, V'yeshein Mu'id loy Mishalom Chatzi Nezek? Is that Hashto loy Ashminu? Up until now, didn't we hear this halacha, Tihatam Mishalom Chatzi Nezek, Mu'id Mishalom Nezek Sholem? So, what does he have to say it over for? So if Bishleim is telling a statement that the case is where it's a mu'ud for this and not a mu'ud for the other one, it's very good, it repeats itself, what's the halacha is? Then you can tell me now, the case is just that it was a mu'ud for one, and it's this statement that it's not a mu'ud is like a statement, so why does it have to repeat itself again and tell us that a tam only pays a chatzi nezek? Now the Gemara Stam says, if you want to tell me also that you hold from Rav Papa, you should know the halacha would be that Nogach Shor Chamor V'Gomel. Let's say you own one ox, gored, first a shor, then a chamor, and then a gomel, a camel, is Nasamud Lakil. Since even though he only did each one time, but since he did it three times to three different animals, he becomes a Muid Lakil for every type of an animal. So Rashi says what the Gemara means to say is, in Tim Slim, if you want to say that you're old like Rav Papa, that the stoma loy have a mu'ud l'sheinim minoi, then minastam, if it's a mu'ud for one min, it's not a mu'ud for other minim minastam. If so, but in the case where it was nogach, a shor, a chamor, a gomal, then it's masan nasa mu'ud l'kel, Rashi says. V'loy binam gimel l'gichas l'kel. You don't have to have three negichas, each one separately. V'yachash in eskaim v'hu adosan ayde gimel minim. In other words, even though the way Rav Papa learns Shana Mishnah, that when it's a mu'ud for one, min astam is not a mu'ud for something else, but that's only because it only was a mu'ud for one min. But in the case where it became a mu'ud by hitting three different minim, then automatically it becomes a mu'ud for all type of minim. All right, we'll stop here. You hold enough lamed zayin omer aleph all the way in the bottom, by the two dots. Tana Rabbonim, look at the price like this. Ror shor shenogach shor. Ror shor nogach. If your shor saw another shor and it did damage, it was nogach. Shor loy nogach. Then it saw a second shor and it didn't touch it. Shor, it saw a third shor, nogach, it did damage. Shor, it saw a fourth one, loy nogach, it didn't do damage. Shor, nogach, it saw the fifth one and did damage to it. Shor loy nogach, it saw the sixth one and didn't do damage to it. So halacha is nase mu'ud l'sirugin l'shvarim. There's such halacha of a mu'ud that this your animal now is a mu'ud to every second shor it sees. You have to watch it shouldn't do damage. Like since it happened already three times that every second shor it saw it did damage to, it skips one. So that's like a vest. That's a kviyas of a mu'ud now.
that your animal, every second one it sees, it's going to do damage to it. You have to be careful. It's a muach for that. It has to pay nezek shalom. And also only l'shvarim. It's a muach for shvarim. For other animals, it's not a muach. Or for other animals, that was the machlokes Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. If it's a muach for one min, does it automatically become a muach for the other minim or not? Tana Rabbanim, we learned like this. Ror shor nogach. If your animal sees a shor and it does damage, chamor lo nogach. Then it sees a donkey and it doesn't touch it. Sus nogach. Then it met up with a horse and it did. It got it. Gomal. Then it met up with a camel. Lo nogach. It didn't do damage. Pered, the wild chamor, a pered, a mule. Nogach. It did damage. Orud Rashi. That's a wild donkey. Lo nogach. So in such a case, nase muad lisi rugin lakoil. Your animal now becomes a muad for any single min, every second one it meets up with. Like that was the mitzvah. See, it happened to, it gored, it was nogach, three different type of animals. So it became a muad now for all type of animals. But when? Not every time it meets up with it, but every second time. When it meets one, it's not going to touch it. The second time will do damage. Third time, no. Fourth time, yes. So such a muad, lisi rugin, that's called for every second one, and lakhil. E boiler, we have a question like this though. What's going to be nogach?